And today our talk is called Nair, the Red Passionaria of Amelia. And she went from being an atheistic social activist to being a devoted follower of Padre Pio. As we'll see, she was very passionate about whatever she did. This is the story about her conversion. Good evening, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to this channel on Padre Pio. And here we have a series of short stories in which we investigate the life of our great saint, Padre Pio, who was a Capuchin friar, a mystic, an incredible miracle worker. So do stay tuned to find out more about Padre Pio and also to see what his intercession could do for you. Join us in this apostolate. It would be tremendous if you help us by liking the video and sharing the video with your friends and with your colleagues. And just a word of thanks to our protected child of Padre Pio patrons. You are the ones who make these videos possible for everyone. Anyone wishing to help in this way, just see the video on the end screen. Now in the story today, it is about this lady called Nair. She was from Bologna in Italy. And Nair, as we said, was one of those people who, when she took up a cause, should give herself completely to the cause. So for Nair, it was all or nothing. There was no in-between. Nair, of course, was not her real name. It was an assumed nickname, we could say, and she was, in fact, Italia Betty. And she had taken up in her life the cause of human justice, as she called it. So perhaps today she would be called a social justice warrior. But she firmly believed that this battle for justice could only be won by communism. So she was. This was her ideology, and it was an atheistic solution. Now, Nair was born into a very poor family, together with 12 siblings. And so only after tremendous effort and sacrifices was she able to complete her studies, and she attained a doctorate. After that, she became a teacher, teaching mathematics and physics at the Galvini High School in Bologna. So as a member of the Communist Party, which she was fervent and militant, and she would take her communist militancy even to the point that we could describe it as religious zeal. But after many years of this, slowly it began to wear her down. And so for me, our Lord's words come to mind, that man does not live on bread alone. There's something else missing. And this continual pursuing her communist activism, she became very wary of, both physically and morally. And so, over time, little by little, Nair began to realize that communism does not, in fact, have the solutions. Not for her cause of justice that she had been giving her life to. And so, during this period, Betty, Nair's real name, she had a dream about Padre Pio. And in this dream, she stood outside a house that brought terror to everyone who entered the house. And the choice was given to her, either to go into the house of terror or to remain outside in peace. So afterwards, now she was quite impressed by this dream, and she began to wonder what could it mean. Couldn't come to a conclusion, and so she decided she had better go to meet the friar who was in the dream, Padre Pio. She needed to go to San Giovanni Rotondo. Betty made the trip to San Giovanni Rotondo with her mother and her sister. So this was now December of 1949. Once they were there, they attended Padre Pio's Mass. And somehow, just attending one Mass of Padre Pio, it opened up the spiritual dimension to her. And Nair now felt compelled to reflect on this new spiritual dimension. And she remained in the church after this for at least 2 hours, just reflecting on this. And then after that, she went to confession with Padre Pio. And in the confession, she came to realize and to understand that the struggle for true justice can only be realized within the context of a Christian view of life. And we'll see her explaining this shortly. And so Nair converted. And then from that point on, she expended all of her energies on the spiritual path that was indicated by Padre Pio. And then eventually, Nair, or Betty, could not stand leaving St. Giovanni. She did not want to be away from the spiritual ambience, away from the saint. And so she made this choice that whatever she had in Bologna, she was going to leave behind. And she moved into a small house built near the man who had led her to conversion, of course being near Padre Pio, a tremendous privilege. And Betty died after that. That was October 1950. And in her last will and testament, she writes this. "My return to the church," she says, "after having rejected it for 20 years, having rejected the church for 20 years, was done knowingly and not simply through fear of losing my life. It was the result of a conscious crying out for peace. It did not take long for me to come to the profound understanding that life was not what I had been living up until that time. I understood in an indisputable way that it is absurd for us to think of humans as only little organized molecules in the universe, or we as rulers or gods, in a sense, through all of science. Man," she says, "is a divine creation, and so we must feel part of it all. We are not an end in ourselves, and we must recognize that we are only a little particle of energy which constantly needs a guide to help him go on." And so in this story, we've seen such a profound turnaround in Nair's life. And this was just after one dream with Padre Pio, one mass with Padre Pio, and going to confession only once. And this indicates to us the profound spiritual impression that Padre Pio made on everyone. Next time we're going to be having a look at a story that is called That Is Quite Enough. And it was about an atheist, a communist as well, who was feverishly against the church and against anything Catholic. Was Padre Pio able to make any difference here in this person's life? Please do join us for that talk. Dear friends of following Padre Pio, wouldn't you like to be, as Scripture says, "Those who instruct many to justice shall be as the stars for eternity"? Apparently that's from the book of Daniel. So with that intention in mind, we offer you a special program, and it's called the Protected Child of Padre Pio program. And through this, if you join this program, you will be helping our team at Following Padre Pio to reach out to many people, hopefully to inspire them so that they do not give up hope, that they do not lose faith in God in these very trying times. So if you and I can give them this hope, then our Lord Jesus Christ's death would not have been in vain for them. So that's our aim. And we also have regular masses celebrated for all of those who join the Protected Child of Padre Pio program. And of course, there are other benefits too. To find out more, just click the video on the end screen, or you can go to the link in the video description below.